In this bulletin, Christine Holgate resigns as Chief Executive of Australia Post. The federal government releases draft legislation for a national anti-corruption body. And in sport, this year's Melbourne Cup Day is set to be the hottest since 2014. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Chief Executive of Australia Post has resigned after an investigation was launched into the organisation's gift and expenses culture. Christine Holgate has been under immense scrutiny for several weeks after it was revealed Cartier watches worth almost $20,000 were given to senior staff. Ms Holgate says her resignation is effective immediately and she's not seeking any financial compensation. She says she'll cooperate with investigations into Australia Post being run by two government departments. The federal government has released its draft legislation for the establishment of a national anti-corruption body. The proposed Commonwealth Integrity Commission will investigate abuses of public office with an initial budget of $107 million. Federal Attorney General Christian Porter says it will have greater powers than a royal commission. He says the proposed legislation will give the Integrity Commission the power to compel people to give sworn evidence and produce information and documents with a maximum penalty of 2 years in jail for not complying.
It'll have the power to search people in their houses or seize property under warrant. It'll have the power to arrest people. It'll have the power to intercept phone calls and use other surveillance devices to investigate persons and to confiscate people's passports by court orders. It will also have the ability, its agents, that is its officers, to assume false identities for the purposes of investigation.
Deb Frecklington is standing aside as leader of Queensland's Liberal National Party following its election loss over the weekend. The 49-year-old says while she initially wanted to remain leader, she's since had a chance to spend time with her family and reflect on her future. Ms Frecklington will stay on as state MP for Nanganow. Victoria has recorded no new cases of coronavirus or additional deaths for a third day in a row. The figures have been confirmed by the Department of Health and Human Services, bringing Melbourne's 14-day average down to 1.9 cases. Only one mystery case has been recorded in the fortnight to the 30th of October. Health authorities in New South Wales have confirmed one new locally acquired coronavirus infection. The case is the second child to become infected with coronavirus after attending Flip Out Preston's on the 25th of October after an adult attended the centre with symptoms. There were a further six cases reported among returned travellers in hotel quarantine. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant is also urging people who attended Jasmine's Lebanese restaurant in Liverpool to come forward for testing.
We are also calling out for any staff and patrons who were at the Jasmine's Lebanese restaurant on 375 Macquarie Street, Liverpool on Sunday the 25th of October from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. to continue to come forward for testing. There was a case who was first reported on the 28th of October that attended the restaurant whilst infectious.
Meanwhile, there was a return to normality at the Sydney Opera House over the weekend as audiences returned to their seats for the venue's reopening for live events. Federal Trade Minister Simon Birmingham has accused China of making unpredictable administrative decisions, saying it's resulted in a number of disruptions to Australian exports. Tons of live Australian rock lobsters have been left on the tarmac at a Chinese airport over the weekend due to customs clearance delays, prompting concerns the $750 million market could become the latest victim of trade tensions. Australian beef, barley, wine, cotton and coal have already been caught in rising tensions with China. Senator Birmingham says while Australia values its relationship with its largest trading partner, China's actions have clearly impacted a number of industries this year.
They've been well reported and well acknowledged, and we must recognise, and Australian industry does recognise, the risk factor appears to have changed as a result of some of the unpredictable administrative decisions that have been made at the Chinese end.
United States presidential candidates Donald Trump and Joe Biden are campaigning for opposite strategies to tackle COVID-19 days ahead of the election. Mr. Biden has pledged to take immediate action if elected, including a mask-wearing mandate, social distancing measures, and bolstering testing and tracing programs. Mr. Trump, whose campaign has downplayed the severity of the virus, promises not to support further lockdowns, warning tougher restrictions will damage the US economy. In racing, this year's Melbourne Cup is set to be the warmest in 6 years. The Bureau of Meteorology is forecasting tomorrow to be a warm and sunny day across Victoria, with Melbourne expected to reach a maximum temperature of 29. Let's have a look what the weather's doing in the rest of the country for tomorrow. In Perth, partly cloudy and 23. Sunny in Adelaide, 33 degrees. Sunny in Melbourne, 29. In Hobart, partly cloudy and 28. Early fog and then a sunny day in Canberra, 25 degrees. Partly cloudy, 21 in Wollongong, mostly sunny in the afternoon, also 21 degrees in Sydney, partly cloudy. Newcastle, 22. In Brisbane, mostly sunny, 28 degrees. In Cairns, much the same, 33. And in Darwin, partly cloudy, 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom. And don't forget, for news in depth, check out our podcast, SBS News in Depth.